under U.S. Code Title 42, Part G, in Section 265. With the approval of the President, the Surgeon General has the power to prohibit foreign immigration in order to avert the dangerous spread of communicable disease. This was enacted in 1944 and used in March of 2020 when the Trump administration issued a public health order calling for the rapid expulsion of illegal immigrants and asylum seekers to protect against the spread of COVID-19. But the borders remain open, as they have been for years. Millions of people have migrated into the U.S. illegally to cash in on the robbery of America's wealth and the destruction of our society. In April of 2021, we exposed a massive child trafficking operation being operated by the federal government in concert with Catholic charity organizations. In March of 2022, the Biden administration formally exempted unaccompanied children from being deported under the Title 42 policy. Last month, a whistleblower from Operation Artemis testified before Congress that the U.S. government has been acting as middleman in a multi-billion dollar child trafficking black market. Title 42 is set to expire this week, and U.S. immigration facilities are already at 150% capacity. So the tens of thousands of illegal immigrants waiting at the southern border will just have to be taken care of at the expense of the U.S. taxpayer during the biggest financial crisis in U.S. history. If this doesn't make sense to you, then you need to realize that America is under attack. Last weekend, two separate terrorist attacks were carried out in Texas by members of the same prison gang syndicate. And if the U.S. government cared about keeping the peace and the rule of law, then this sort of activity would obviously catalyze stricter border policies. But our government isn't doing that. They are opening the borders while U.S. judges let loose violent criminals because America is under attack. Michael Yawn has been reporting from the Darien province in Panama at a place known as the Darien Gap, where U.S.-funded invasion camp Lajas Blancas has been processing hordes of military-age members of the Communist Chinese Party.
Michael, can you speak more on why you suppose these are spies as opposed to simply economic migrants?
So how are all these people getting these passports? And how are they showing up with wads of cash? They have a lot of money, these Chinese coming through. They take a special route through Darien Gap. They take boat routes, and then they'll walk about 2 days through the jungle through a much safer route. It's still a little bit difficult, but it's nothing like the epic real Darien Gap route through the Mountain of Death. And all, there's actually Montaña de la Muerte, the Mountain of Death. They don't go through any of that stuff. And none of the Chinese women coming through ever report being raped. All sorts of women are raped, young and old and children and everything else, but not the Chinese.
If this doesn't make sense to you, then you need to realize that America is under attack. In the book Unrestricted Warfare, senior military advisors of the Communist Chinese wrote that the only way for China to defeat the U.S. is by deploying several levels of unconventional warfare. Direct military confrontation would not succeed. You can call it communism, you can call it globalism. Whatever it is, now has complete control over the U.S. federal government and is waging war against every single American. Life as we know it is quickly coming to an end, and whether you like it or not, the option to do nothing will soon be over. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.